Make no mistake about it, the dumping of the TVNZ Radio New Zealand merger is the dumping of a dumb idea. I told the Prime Minister, the then Prime Minister Ardern, that as she sat in this very studio next to me some years ago. I said, listen, if I say nothing else and you listen to nothing else, take it from a person who's been in this game for 40 years, it's a dumb idea. It'll achieve nothing, damage a lot more than it will address, and is driven by a mad ideology that we want a BBC-type arrangement that we realistically can never have. The trouble with the announcement is it's not like they've realised it's mad. The only thing they've realised is they're going to lose an election, so in a desperate attempt to right the ship, they're getting rid of stuff that they think will help their cause. They still think it's a good idea. If the polls were different, they would still be doing it. The part they can't hide from, though, and here's the sadness of it all, is the waste. What a waste of time. What a waste of energy. What a waste of money. Millions spent, consultants galore. What about the upset and upheaval within the organisations as staff wonder what the hell's happening to their future? This is the trouble with the state running stuff it really has no idea about. When I first joined Radio New Zealand in the late 80s, early 90s, I was gobsmacked at what a mess the place was. You thought Gliding On was a comedy. It wasn't. It was a documentary. I rejoined Radio New Zealand years later. It was a slightly more modern version, but still in a world of its own. I've worked for TVNZ several times under different governments and different guises. Even the slickest of them doesn't come close to the professionalism, focus and performance of the media as run these days by the private sector. So years worth of meetings, debates, spending, inconvenience, wastage and theory for what? Hey, guess what? We aren't doing that now. And here's the other thing about the scrapping. Although it avoids a needless mess, it doesn't help the government. The industry will be relieved, yes. But the voter never gave a toss. Why would you? I mean, this has always been beltway stuff. What we care about is the cost of the mortgage, the price of fruit and vegetables, and on that the government's lost control. Who runs the 6 o'clock news has always been irrelevant.